In 3, 2, and 1, welcome to another episode of the Live From The Pod. I'm your host Marlo. All the boys are in. We're feeling healthy, wealthy. Nice to see you guys. RIP to a legend.
Yeah, RIP to Akira Toriyama. I think he played a big part in all of our childhoods. I think
not mine.
Thanks for reminding me.
Get the fuck out, dude. Like.
There was no reason for you to.
Yeah, you could have just stayed quiet, like not even said anything.
Yeah, we might as well just restart. Wow.
Yeah. Dude, the one time that he talks,
yeah. He says things.
That was terrible.
Like four things an episode, and that's when you decided to zone out. Continue, actor.
Nah, but I mean, you know, I think at one point we all tried to go Super Saiyan. We all tried to do a Kamehameha. We all tried to fly.
Like that young black kid?
Oh,
that legendary YouTube video?
Ah, man. Think about that. Like, if we didn't have Akira Toriyama, we wouldn't have that video.
Yeah. Legendary moment. Yeah. Never to be seen.
Yeah, we all tried to focus our ki in our hands. Like that one scene where Gohan was teaching Videl how to control her powers and stuff and how to fly. Just a lot of iconic moments, I think. The longevity of the series. A lot of people call it the grandfather of Shonen, which is, I guess...
The company?
Yeah, like the parent company of many animes.
Yeah.
Many successful animes. A lot of people say his name is the creator of One Piece, Oda. He owes everything to Akira Toriyama, same for the creator of Naruto. They both put out a statement and said how much influence they got from him and how much they really respected him and like what he put out in terms of, you know, all
his work.
The whole Dragon Ball series from Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super. I know he played a hand in all the Dragon Ball Heroes stuff. Okay. And yeah, I mean, there was a, oh, I'm going to say a quote, but I forgot how, I'm not going to say it, but yeah,
what did Dragon Ball mean to you guys?
No, I mean, it's the only anime I watched. So.
I think to me, aside from like entertainment purposes, like it really played a part in like the way I hit the gym. Cause that was a big thing for me. It was like you want to look like Goku, you want to look like Vegeta, you know, and like that was the whole thing in the Dragon Ball universe is like them training or the Dragon Ball Z. I think Dragon Ball was more about finding the Dragon Balls, but Dragon Ball Z was more about fighting, more about training, and that was like the most exciting part, like seeing them train, and then they go out in the battlefield and they show what they've been training. And it's kind of like a motivating factor. And when, like for me personally, when I'm at the gym, it was just one of those things where like, fuck, like you gotta not to sound corny, like you gotta surpass your limits.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta be like Goku. You gotta be like Vegeta.
I feel you. I think for me, it would be a lot of friendships early on when I was younger. I think started just because I watched the show and a lot of us had that in common and that to talk about other than soccer. And I think it was one of the few shows that I was obsessed with at the time. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think like in terms of worldwide, I think Dragon Ball Z really put anime on the map and just really recognize it as this is something that is great. And I remember for a while when it was that gap from when Dragon Ball Z ended and like when we were in elementary school through middle school and through high school, I feel like it was somewhat kind of lame to be into that. I was still into it. Like I was still watching other animes.
Yeah. Kind of like Yu-Gi-Oh! I think that was another thing that was looked down upon.
Yeah. I feel like you were,
kind of a nerd and yeah.
But I feel like for the most part, their fan base is, or more like they call them I forgot what they call them, but yeah, that type of fan base. But it made it mainstream.
Yeah, and it transcended just anime.
Yeah, and And I remember there was a Goku float in the Macy's parade. Oh. At the when is that? At the end of the year or New Year's?
So Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving. Yeah. There's even a Goku Day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, with that being said, it gets a lot of hate though for being some of the, being the only anime that people watch. From the people who see anime as like they're real anime lovers, so they kind of look down upon.
Yeah, but it's like
people who only watched Dragon Ball.
Yeah, to compare it to music, I think, like I feel like now, like if you say who do you listen to, and if you say Drake, you're like, oh, that's kind of corny. If you listen to Drake,
yeah, because everyone listens to Drake,
but Drake is the GOAT. But if you say, I watch Dragon Ball Z, like, ah, oh, bro, Dragon Ball Z, that's so basic.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, to me, like not necessarily story wise, but like what the show has put out, like in terms of, you know, everything that it represents, like in terms of, you know, popularity, not to mention video games, action figures, those collectible like statues. I don't know what the fuck you would call them.
Yeah.
Like all that is like, you know,
comes from
that. Like that's what it stems from. That's what the show, and you know, give credit where credit is due, where Akira Toriyama really created something there.
Yeah, and to it make just a show up. To make a show that was in Japanese.
In Japanese. Obviously, there was translation.
Yeah, but it was forced to be dubbed for those reasons.
Because of the popularity.
Exactly. Which is unique in of itself. Because you don't go to that extent unless you know people are going to watch it in these other languages.
Yeah, it was like you said, it was more out of a necessity.
Yeah.
Because of the popularity.
Yeah,
because
everyone wants to watch it. And now you give them access to, oh, now I can watch it because it's in my language. If you don't want to do the whole, you know, I'm going to watch it while it's subtitled.
Yeah, and that was another thing, but that's a different story.
Yeah, but RIP to one of the greatest.
For the most part, yeah. Most of our childhood was based on Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, for sure. Anyone who, we're millennials. I don't know if Gen Z's really got in there like that. Maybe, because Gen Z started in 98. So possibly.
I would speak, my little brother was born 2010. He knows about them, but it's not like he'll sit there and watch an episode.
Yeah,
it's same with Naruto. He knows the characters. And that's another thing. Fucking Dragon Ball Z was in Fortnite.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they put
everyone
and any popular
characters
on Fortnite now.
Yeah.
But they're on Fortnite.
Yeah. Again, transcended just the genre of
and there anime. Are hundreds of other things.
They are.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. RIP. But music.
Yeah.
Let's go back into music. Onto a lighter note again. Check out the Patreon for that. You know, quite the conversations we had on Patreon today.
Yeah, they were like all over the place.
Yeah, it was good. It was, you know what? A good Patreon.
It was a really
good one. Went an hour.
Yeah. Getting their money's worth.
And it was different.
Still $3?
And it was different. It was still $3.
Yeah, go ahead and subscribe. You might show a nipple or two.
So, Fade and Karo G were spotted at the Billboard Awards. Karo G won Woman of the Year. And it seems like, no, it doesn't seem. Fade got out of the soft launch phase. He's now,
what do you mean?
He's not been posted by Karo G.
She posted him before.
Well, people must have missed that because everyone was making a big deal that she posted him on a post on IG. But then the comments were saying that it was kind of fucked up that she posted him on the 10th slide instead of, you know, like the first.
Bro, that's why I hate people.
This is why I bring it to you.
But they're going about it the right way. I feel like in terms of dating, I feel like that's...
You mean Fade and Karo G?
Yeah, I feel like that's the appropriate way to like go about things.
Yeah.
Because I think from personal experience, like we've seen like people like you know, the day before they were single, and then next day now they're all in love with a person. Mm-hmm. They're posting them like, this is my love, this is my soulmate, blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like they're going about it the right way.
Yeah. They're easing into it.
Yeah. And I feel like, I mean, how long did it take for you to post your girl?
2 years. Nah. A year and a half? Something like that. Yeah.
Can you see?
About, I mean, almost 2 years. Almost 2 years.
Has it been how long for you? Like 27 years?
Yeah, since I was a baby.
But you mean like a post, right? Not a story? Like a story, I think it took 4 months. Three, yeah, 4 months, something like that.
You don't do it within the first one. First day.
Yeah. No, that's corny. Yeah. You don't do that. You don't do it on the first fucking day. Like,
and I feel like that's a huge telltale sign that it's most likely not gonna work out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at that point, like, one person is more invested than the other.
Possibly. Yeah.
But has he posted her?
Honest, I've seen it on the story for sure. Okay. Like him saying like congrats and shit like that. Yeah. But why were you saying you hate people?
I mean, they want them to post them, then they don't. It's so annoying. Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, because if you post too much, now they're like, oh my God, they're so annoying with their
relationship. Yeah, like it's a fake. It's a fake relationship. It's all for the...
Well, that's what they were saying about the best one nigga thing.
That one.
Everyone was into it until it ended. And then it ended, we're like, shit wasn't
real. Yeah, dude, because I remember my girl was just like, oh, I love that Bess was with Nikki. Like, why? She's keeping him grounded.
What does that even mean, bro?
Why are people so invested in other people's life? Sure. I don't give a fuck if she's keeping him grounded or not. Like, who gives a fuck? Is the motherfucker putting out good music or not?
Yeah, she was saying stuff like, dang, I'm exposing her. But, I mean, I feel like she's like, I don't want to say it like that, but typical girl opinion. Like,
yeah.
She was saying like he's used to be a dog. Now he's tied in.
Right. And see, that's when I say the comments.
Because they started off fast. They started off fast.
Yeah.
Like, to compare those two relationships.
Yeah, they went straight to the red carpet, straight to the post.
Yeah, they were
at the concert together, singing and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have.
Well, yeah, I mean, people are just overly invested in these relationships and like to. Okay, so my girl was telling me how she thinks it's funny when people talk about celebrities as if they told them something, right? Because she saw a comment by a girl on the post saying, Karol G really realized after that plane incident that life too short, and she wanted to show her love for Fade.
That's like when Peter was trying to speak for the horse.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing here, bro?
Yeah, how delusional.
I get the logic, I guess. You
know? At the end of the day, these are all assumptions. Yeah. I feel like that's a thing with like most girls who are, I would say, categorize them as people who are invested in celebrity relationships. Mm-hmm. They will create scenarios and they will convince themselves that this is the reason why they are together.
For sure.
And they create their own scenarios. They create their own facts.
Yeah.
And just assume this is why this is happening.
Yeah.
And that's why they comment under things. They comment stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where they assume that they know and they present it as, like you said, they were being told by the actual by celebrity, the this is how I feel about this person.
Yeah.
Or this is what my logic was or my thought process. But damn.
Yeah.
That shit is insane.
Yeah. And then I think people also tend to look at these situations and then apply it to their own lives. You know, like, oh, if that was me or like this or whatever. I hate
that. If that was me.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, well, that's not you, bro. So you don't got to worry about it, don't you? Yeah. That's okay.
You click on their profile. Like, I don't think anybody's
running. That's a lot of times, that's also the case. But Karol G did win Woman of the Year award. And
she did?
She did.
Oh, okay.
For the billboards. Yomiko won, I think I want to say it's like Rising Artist? I know she won an award. I forget which one, I'll be honest. But yeah, Miko also has...
Damn.
How do I say this? What happened?
I don't know. The Lakers beat the Bucks by 1 point. D'Angelo Russell went off for 44 points.
That guy's been on a tear.
Sometimes.
He's been killing it.
Not for the most part.
He's had like a good 2 months.
Since the trade deadline, yeah.
Yeah. He put him in the starting role, right?
Yeah, he's starting.
Now? I think since then.
Yeah.
That's what I saw Stephen A say, you know. He said ever since they started D'Angelo Russell, he's been on a tear. And I was like, oh shit, so that's dope. Good for him. But back to music. Young Miko announced that she's releasing an album. ATT. At
I didn't see the name.
I don't want to say AT&T because I don't see no and in there, but I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I think that means like atentamente, like
attention.
No,
or attentive.
No, it means
I don't know my definitions.
It's like I think like kind of like saying like best regards.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like I don't know how to explain it.
Like a signing off, like a signature, like sincerely so and so.
Yeah, like XOXO, like type.
Got
of
it.
Thing.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, Young Miko released or announced that she will be putting out an album, Atete Punto. Next to it says Apple Music Edition. So I'm assuming they have some sort of exclusive deal going on with the album because she's also their up next artist. Huge for her. We said she'd have a huge year this year.
I feel like that doesn't mean much in terms of, I think that's just like a promotion thing.
But I think that's why it means much. Because they're pretty much choosing her to be the next one up.
Yeah, but you remember how you said that they... I had said that it was going to be an exclusive release. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe that. I just think it was like a whole marketing thing where they're making it seem like it's an Apple exclusive. But in reality, it's just a regular release, like to all platforms. Because I know Spotify has done that with a few artists where they'll... call it a Spotify single. I know they did that with Nata Elcano with Toro Encantado, mm-hmm. but that song, excuse me, was obviously on Apple.
Okay. So, but did that song, I'm assuming if they're going to say Spotify exclusive, they got it first. Is that do you know? You don't know.
I don't know the release dates type of thing. I wouldn't be able to confirm.
Yeah. Well, see, my thing is, if this is an Apple exclusive, what I'm assuming is that some part of this album is not going to be on Spotify. Either at all or for a moment.
I just feel like they're gonna release some type of, I guess, video.
Yeah.
Do they show?
Oh, they are. It already says on here the last track is 17, and next to it is a video emoji, and it says up next Young Miko exclusive. But you can already play that.
Okay. See, that's probably all it is.
Could be honest. I don't know. It looks like it's a 16-track album. I hope this isn't setting a precedent for future Apple exclusive bullshit. I think that's stupid. And did you guys get a chance to look or to listen to the tracks?
I think, two of them have been out already for a minute.
Okay.
Oh, she released this already?
No, it's three tracks are out from the album.
Oh, okay.
So she has Curita, which I think... One second. Having some technical difficulties over here. Oh, okay. Other than that, she just wasn't gonna. My Wi-Fi or something. But this is Curita. Is this the one that wasn't out?
Yeah, this one just came.
Different vibe. I think we're used to her putting out like more of that perreo sound and like up tempo type of beat. This is kind of slowed down, different vibe. I like it. I think she's got something with this. The bridge kind of, she sounds like she's at a stadium. And it's like, it's cool. Let's see. I feel like it's good for her.
She's not in that Marshmallow song on me? Oh, no. It's a Marshmallow song.
Damn, I think my Wi-Fi is fucked. I think that's why it's not playing. All right, well, the point is, it gets to this, to the bridge towards the end. Right here. It's like a concert. Yeah, it sounds like the stadium. Yeah. So I think that's cool. And then she kind of outros us with the. She's pretty much rapping. Then you have the ID song with Joy and Randy, which is more of a up-tempo, perreo type song. But this honestly sounds, you hear mostly Joel and Randy. Like, yeah. She just comes on for like the first 30, 40 seconds and comes on for like 10 seconds at the end. It sounds, even though this is her song, this sounds like it's Joel and Randy featuring Yomiko, not the reverse. That's the only thing I don't like about this one. Wiggy is just whack. I just don't like it. Straight up. I just don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I just felt like it was missing more.
I just don't like this. That's the best way. I have no more like breakdown. I just don't like this. But she, I think she got something with Wiggy. Wiggy, this sounds cool. I want more of that. It's a little something different. Yeah.
I feel like some days I like that song and other days I don't.
The Wiggy one?
Yeah. There's sometimes where I'll play it, I'm like, you know, I'll leave this song.
The ID one I really like. I just wish it was more of Yomiko instead of those other foods. No rest of them. But it's a Yomiko album. So, and it's a Yomiko song. Any thoughts on
Is there the like album? A full track list with features and everything or
not? No. Just
when is just it numbers. Set to release?
Good question.
There's no release date.
Not that I remember. Let me see real quick.
I'm assuming soon if they're having that type of I guess press release.
Yeah. You know what? Not that I'm seeing so far. Yeah. No, not that I can tell.
Do you guys think it's gonna be a good album? What's your guys' prediction on that?
I'm going to say it's going to be good. She's been on a nice little run. And her track record up to this point.
Do you think it's going to be an 8 or above? Oof. In terms of a 1 out of 10 rating? Or it's going to be a 7.9 and below? Getting technical. 7.9.
An 8 to me is a really, really good album. Like that's really solid.
Okay, what's an 8 album?
An 8 album?
Like compare it. Like what's something
like an example?
Yeah. That's kind of hard.
Yeah, you're gonna I didn't come in prepared for that. But what I will say is if she's putting out 16 tracks, if she can get me on 12.
Dang, that many?
That's like a 9.
I'll give her an 8. I'm with her on an 8.
17 and you need to have 12.
No, 16. 16. 16. 16 tracks. If she can get me 12, for sure a solid 8.
I don't know if she's getting 12. No. But that's what you're expecting or that's what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is for it to be an 8, I think it would be have to, you know, don't hold me to this, but I'm just saying if she can get around there.
Well, this is your prediction.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's not. You this is a prediction.
Yeah. I'm just saying if she can get around there.
We still got to listen to
it. Yeah, if she can get to about 12 tracks, I think that's a solid 8. If we're looking at 5 songs that are good.
But you're saying 12 great tracks or 12... good tracks.
You guys getting real technical on me.
12, that's a big difference.
Right. That's true. But 12.
Because you could say 5 great songs and in total.
I'm with you. 5 good, 5 great.
Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah. What I'm saying is just to not get too technical, just 12 songs about that I will be replaying and I.
Not skipping.
Good. There you go. Non-skippable, will be replaying throughout the course of my life. Yeah, if we can get to around there, 10 to 12.
I feel like it's pretty dangerous to release a 17 song album from her.
16
from
her. Yeah.
Well, the 17th is that video, right?
Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah. Why do you say that?
I just feel like she's kind of setting the bar a little too high. I feel like she...
Too many tracks?
Yeah, I feel like you're...
Too many misses, possibly?
Yeah, I just feel like there's a lot of room for error. And...
Okay.
And in her case... Like, what if she released more songs that are, like, similar to the... What's that song? Wiggity? Or what's it called?
Wiggy.
Wiggy.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
Because what I'm saying, like, yeah. like, what is she like?
Because my argument is that
because that song is more like a
experimental.
No, it's a
filler.
What the fuck is the word? Not a rendition. It's a
cover.
She sampled.
Sampled. That's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
She sampled.
And that's what I don't like.
Yeah.
Well, part of what I don't like, I just don't think it. She didn't succeed on that experiment of sampling. Yeah. This didn't. That doesn't sound well to me. But again, my argument would be up until this point, she's put out good stuff, and they're positioning her to be the next person. And the traction is already there. So I'm assuming they're working hard on putting something together that, for the most part, can't miss. I'm sure the production will be high and all that bullshit. So I have high hopes just because I think the label and Apple themselves have high hopes, obviously. If they're going to put her as the up next artist and make her this big deal and, you know,
but you think they listen to the all this stuff beforehand?
Who? City?
Apple, you think they listen to that?
I'm sure there's someone in there, some sort of exec or some creative director, I don't know. And they're, you know,
or at least they get like a good handful of songs that they listen to.
I'm sure there's someone in there that's listening, making sure everything's going well, or creative directing, executive, whatever. But yeah, any other thoughts on the album?
I mean, the Gorita song sounded all right. I don't like the other two. I didn't like them when they came out. I still don't like them.
The ID one and Wiggy have been out for a while?
Yeah, they came out last year.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like,
gotcha.
Like, she kind of setting herself up.
Seeing she's missing.
She set herself honestly, up.
She's more of like a feature artist right now.
That's my
She point. Is right now. That's why. But I think if you're going to put all this, you know, what's the word?
It's like the Fesso Pluma formula.
Yeah, you're going to put all this shit behind her. To push her, I'm sure they're doing their best. Whether that's successful or not,
I feel like
to make it that she's more than just a feature artist.
I just feel like I don't really like that comparison to the Peso because I feel like Peso was already putting out songs that he was kind of standing alone. And I feel like she doesn't necessarily have too many songs where like, oh, this is just a young Migos song.
But I think Wes's comparison isn't that. The features. I think it's that he's got that push and now she's got that push.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I can see that.
Not that they're identical in their production, like how they've been putting out songs, but that he got the push and now she's getting the push.
Yeah.
That's okay. What's similar.
Okay. Yeah. I see that. But also, I feel like something else that I'm taking a negative point of view.
Go for it. Nah,
is,
go
for it.
Go for it.
Is like she can put out those 17 songs and have features in 10 of those songs.
Yeah.
But if she's not the main person in that song, like how she is in
the Joel and Randy one.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Then how do you necessarily, I guess,
grade her?
Yeah. How do you grade the album as a whole?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you kind of attribute that to her?
Yeah. No, we gotta hear her on her own for sure. If it's just a bunch of features, I'm sure there'll be features, but if it's just feature after feature, I'd have to agree. But we got to actually hear her on her own sound, doing her own thing. Yeah. When she had the Bizarrap session, that one was cool, and that was just her, right?
Also funny.
Because that song came on.
No way.
Okay.
Yeah. When she was on, that's a solo song, sort of, right? For the most part.
Yeah.
Production, but that's a solo. Great song. Kurita. I fuck with ID the ID song. If it was just her, I wish it was just her. I think it would have been or it could have been a good song. But the fact that you're only on it for maybe 40, 50 seconds, and the most memorable part is the other guys and the beats, because there's beat changes throughout the song, which was cool. Sort of reminiscent of Safaera, not to that level, but you know, just changing the rhythm and the tempo, well, all that. But you're just not on it enough, in my opinion. If it's your fucking song, they're featuring. You're not the feature, but you sound like the feature.
Yeah, I guess my whole point is like I'm kind of scared for her.
Yeah, yeah. Right, you're looking out for her.
I get it. Yeah, because she told me.
She said she wasn't feeling the.
Yeah. She is scared.
You don't understand. Yumiko's. Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
she's feeling the pressure of the expectation.
The 16 tracks, though, I think are pretty much at this point standard for any fucking album.
Yeah.
Like, I know you said you're scared of, like, the 16 tracks.
I'm just saying for her specifically.
Yeah, I get it. But
and the way like, she's...
like, she... if she put out 8, I think because of the industry standard at this point, you're going to look at it like, oh, this is kind of short. Like, it's a more of an EP-ish, even though at one point it may have not looked like that. So I think her having the 16 tracks, you're just going to have the 16 tracks because that's just what everyone does now. Because of streaming, and this is just the way things work. So you got to put out 15-ish songs to put out an album. Otherwise, you got an EP. I don't like that, by the way. I don't like that, but that's...
You don't like EPs?
No, I just don't like that now. The standard for an album at this point is fucking 15 plus.
Yeah.
And if you put out 8, 10, 12 songs, you're like, eh.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. Like, it's kind of a short album. I'd much prefer that.
But I feel like that's like in terms of like industry standards, I feel like that is kind of setting it up for like a negative review. Because if you have 20 songs and only 10 are good,
yeah,
then that means 50% of the album is good.
Yeah.
And that can be viewed negatively.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know I'm taking a negative view, but I'm hoping it's a great album. I'm hoping she does really great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of her. Yeah. So.
Yeah, we can only hope for the best at this point. But I'm looking forward to it for sure. She has things are looking up. And you had some videos you wanted us to watch.
We had something else. That was it?
No, I think that was.
We only hit 2 topics, huh?
Yeah,
we only had 2.
It was Young Miko and Fading Karo G. That was it. I mean, I had Bad Bunny brings out Fade, but what the fuck am I supposed to say? Like, yeah, it happened, whatever. Unless you guys have some sort of commentary on that, but I really don't. You bring him out.
Remix on the way, or why did they perform that song?
Wait, which song did they perform?
They did a preview together, and Fade was singing the hook.
Oh, okay.
But from the videos I saw, he didn't do like his own verse or nothing.
Oh, he was just singing.
He just did like the hook.
The existing one.
They know the time.
Yeah. So what type of getting is this? All right.
I don't know what you wanted to do.
No, well, I wasn't gonna do that topic because I feel like there's nothing I could personally really say about it. But the two of the powerhouses in reggaeton right now. Didn't disappoint, like we said, on the song that they have together.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping for more. Rao, to me, has been real quiet. And he's the other powerhouse. Yeah, I think it's Rao.
He's in the lab right now.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm getting a little scared what's going on with him. Rao, Fade, Karo G.
He's with Nicki.
Bad Bunny. Those are like the powerhouses.
She's holding them down.
Reggaeton. Am I missing someone that you guys would say is another powerhouse?
I think those are the 4.
Yeah. Like 4 horsemen.
In form right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that term. Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, Jake Bosman hasn't put shit out in like 3 years, so.
Yeah.
Can't really say him. I don't think a lot of you was up there like that.
You don't count Maluma?
No.
I think Castro? Everything Maluma has put out in like the last 3 years has been trash.
Cositas de la USA? That was kind of cool. I like that song.
I listened to the last album. I don't like it. I don't like the Jake Bosman single they dropped. That shit was trash.
Oh, that one's bad. The single,
yeah,
that one.
They dropped that shit. Dropped when I was in Miami, and I was like, even in Miami, it wasn't hitting. Yeah. So if it wasn't hitting, it's not there. It's not hitting.
Not hitting San Bernardino.
Yeah.
We're not missing anyone.
Ryan Castro, you can't put up there.
Anuel, I think he's gonna drop an album like next week, 2 weeks. But
yeah,
no.
I think it's become cool to like hate on him.
On Anuel,
the last like year and a half, whatever. Yeah. Bless, he's not up there yet. Satch hasn't put shit out. Oh, he put something out last year. I didn't like it.
Yeah. So we're talking about the top tier.
Tier 1. Yeah.
Tier 1 has got to be Bad Bunny, Rao, Fade, Karo G.
Yeah, and reggaeton.
Yeah. And I would say Rao's been
on the bench.
Real quiet.
Yeah, he hasn't put nothing. Compared to the other 3, they've been
steady. And what they've been putting out is I would say.
And in the limelight as well. They've been.
In media.
Yeah, like out and about doing shit.
Yeah.
He hasn't even announced a tour for his Playa Saturno.
My theory is.
He's going to be at Baja Fest, though.
He is. We out. So my theory is that I think even though his last album, Playa Saturno, was decent, like it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was cool.
But that's the thing. For a realm, you know, that's pretty cool. You know, that's pretty cool.
Well, compared to, I thought Saturno was whack as fuck. So
exactly. But that's, again, when you think of his first few, even the EP that he had,
the
two EPs, I mean, those are all pretty good. And then to have his last two go from, oh, a lot of people don't like this, to, it's cool. Right? It's cool. Isn't the reaction you would want from one of the four horsemen, the tier one guys. And then to see Bad Bunny, Karol G, and Fade pretty much all just kill it for the last 2 years. I mean, nonstop, essentially. He's got to be, like you said, in the lab, just this one can't miss, you know? Or I might start falling out of tier one. Because he doesn't even get media coverage like he says like that. Everyone else, have you noticed? Which was kind of my point with the Fuerza thing too last week, was that everyone else gets this media coverage as if like they are it. And Rao doesn't right now because he's either not out or just there's nothing to cover him for.
He was in the media, but
yeah, I think right now he's purposely like in.
He's gone quiet. Yeah, but which is, I hope, is because of he's has to be in the lab thinking, what I put out next has got to be pretty fucking good, or I'm gonna start slipping out and someone's gonna take my shit. I assume that's my.
Well, I think it's been taken already.
What, for the four horsemen?
Yeah, he's number four, but for a while he was like three.
For a while, I think he was.
I think he was two.
Two. Maybe with Karol G in there, like there.
I think, you know, Karol G bumped him, and then now Fade bumped him.
Well, I'm saying like back then, like 2021, 22, like J Balvin was still like relevant.
Oh, that's true.
Fair enough.
This was like the Visa Versa era. Like that's when he was.
Oh, that was.
Yeah. Peak. So I'm saying like three, but now it's kind of been like.
He's never been one.
Oh no!
No, well, no one's.
Yeah. I think the only one who could is Karol G. Just because,
you know, we should debate. I feel like.
Not just, but that plays a part. I'm with you.
Right now, she's kind of like the face of like women. I think
she's the face of Latin. That's to some extent.
For sure, in like all of Latin,
yeah,
America, she's the face of. But like she's up there with like that Women of the Year award. I think they said like Taylor Swift and Beyonce have won it. Like she was the first Latina to win it.
Oh,
that was big. Like a wasn't a Latin Billboard?
No, it was like a Billboard award strictly for women, like to honor women in the industry.
Because
today's national. Women of,
You know, who gives a shit, but all right.
Shout out to the women.
For sure. But I would say Karol G is the face of a reggaeton in part, or deservedly so, but also because Bad Bunny has been for so long.
Yeah.
That you kind of, not us, but. You can only cover that so much that, okay, let's also, hey, this is also now the face of reggaeton. And she's also like the best so that they don't just have to go, deservedly, but so they also don't just have to go Bad Bunny, 24 hours a day, all year. So now it's like, Karol G's just as good. So let's also, promote her. She's also the face of the genre.
Let's just give her flowers,
Yeah, exactly. Deservedly.
Yeah.
But I think that plays a part. Yeah. But if not for Bad Bunny, I think, yes, she's obviously, and her being a woman also, you know, does play a part for sure. We can't ignore that. And I don't think that's a negative. That's good.
It's a plus.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. And that's why she's there. But
you know what we should debate one day? I feel like we should bring, we should bring Mariano, and we should bring somebody who like really listened to that old school reggaeton. And I feel like we need to debate. And like pretty much separate the two eras of reggaeton from the 2000s and
pre-Bad
early
Bunny, post Bad Bunny.
Yeah, you could say it like that. Yeah, I feel like that would be a really good debate where you can just because something that the old reggaeton doesn't have compared to the new one is that it's not worldwide. And I feel like you, in terms of, because I know you guys have mentioned how none of the music that's out right now touches the OG? Top five reggaeton songs of all time.
Yeah. So you're saying that the new reggaeton has the influence that the older reggaeton maybe doesn't.
Yeah, right? But then I guess you can also debate, like, you wouldn't have this without that.
For sure. Well, I think...
But taking that out...
Yeah.
Taking that whole aspect out is, you know, that's just something that the old reggaeton never had compared to the new.
Well, I think when we made the top 10, it showed, if anything, that the quality in the top 10 was just, I guess in our opinions, right? Higher than current. And it's also...
If that was part, that wasn't my top 10, though.
But
I would have added more of the new stuff.
Right, but let's not.
But in
the OG in that OG shit, let's just, some of that is almost untouchable. Just in part because of it is OG, and that goes for a lot of stuff, not just music. Like whatever is OG, may not be able to move, not be able to be moved from that.
Yeah,
because it was the first.
Once you do it, you can only do the. That thing one time. You can only be the first to do something one time.
Yeah.
And that's the whole Jordan thing, the whole.
Yeah. Exactly.
But like I said, debate for a different day.
Yeah. We almost had one right now. So.
Well, I think you'd have to bring in like a 40-year-old Amariano, to be honest.
He's like, 40.
Honestly, if you could bring in my cousin, my boy has all the Don Omar, Daddy Yankee on CDs, on a CD.
My point is, you got to bring somebody who was like outside during that time.
Oh, he wasn't outside.
He was at
Blockbuster working.
Like, we're outside right now, so we could say. Shows his age. And we go shout to like, to obviously, out and shit. So we could say like.
What it was like.
But we got time to get somebody, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, someone. But I'm saying, you got to get someone like
that. I feel like that would be a really good
idea. I should love that idea.
That cloth. But. Yeah.
Wesley, maybe tap into your connects, see if you can find someone of that ilk. Your brothers? No.
They're not that much older than us.
Yeah, never mind. I don't say Kevin, but he's not that much older either.
Somewhere like around 35.
Yeah, it has to be like 38.
Yeah, 35. My cousin's about like 36.
But I think you just got to know the music.
Nah, but it's different when you're
to out, grow up in it.
When you're
that's like us growing up in Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Versus like your brother watching it on Crunch or something.
Or him
to
just, grow
up into it when it came out.
Yeah, you can't even find like the original dub. You have to buy the DVDs and shit.
Dude, my cousin has got everything. Whatever you guys need. Shit. CDs, DVDs, t-shirts.
I'm talking about the DVZ, not the reggaeton songs.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Because like even like the, if you go on Crunchyroll, they have like the Kai soundtrack and it's not the same. But whatever, back to music.
That's like
let's just edited. Exclude the Kai out.
Yeah. It's edited. That's have the Bruce Faulkner.
Oh, the soundtrack?
Yeah.
Oof.
That's yeah. But whatever. Back to
He might have that too.
But like in I guess we're gonna semi whatever. End of the argument.
Quick.
In Miami, they're playing like a lot of old shit, like old, like deep in the, and people out there knew them. Like there were songs I didn't even know. Like I was.
But yeah, again, I think.
So it's all about also.
It's just they get pushed off the bat.
Location, but longevity.
Yeah.
That shit came out a long time ago and still is recognized by
it's hard. Yeah, it's going to be hard to judge the music that's been out in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, I guess.
Does it stand the test of
time? I
wouldn't be able to give a concrete answer in that aspect in terms of saying, like, is this going to really, I would say, like, Perro Negro.
Yeah.
You think that's still going to be a hit song in 10 years. So we
kind of one that could be. Actually, you should have said
that. Actually,
this is an example though.
This is like I made my playlist probably like 2016, 15 or whatever.
Yeah.
And not probably like 16, but their songs now, I was looking at the other day, I was deleting them like the very first ones because I was like, I don't even like the song no more. Like I can't think of any off the top that I deleted, but there was like a couple that I was like, I don't remember.
But they were newer.
They're older.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm talking like the front of my place, and I was like, like every time this song comes on, I always skip it. So I'm just take it out.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's just like I'm tired of this flavor type of thing.
But then there are flavors that you don't get tired of. And that's, I think, the point is that some of these songs.
Yeah, I know I'm going to come back and listen to like this song. Maybe today I'm not feeling it, but at one point it's like, yo, I'm not listening to the song at all. I'm just taking it out the fucking.
Yeah.
But maybe somebody who grew up in that era can have that same point. Maybe they, because you can only listen to a song so many times.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
I know.
And it can be whatever. The number one reggaeton song. what did we pick?
It was Gasolina.
Gasolina, number two was this was favorite.
Pacaretos?
Yeah.
Let's say that one. You can only listen to it so many times, like for a few years, and then you're just kind of like, okay, I'm kind of tired of it. Because even that song, I think that was my number one, like for that list.
Okay.
And I don't listen to that on a daily, a weekly basis. I listen to that maybe like two or three times a year. So I'm not going to get tired of it.
Yeah.
But like how you were stating that, you get to a point where like, I don't even want to listen to this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know,
how about a good debate to have.
Is anyone out there willing to
pull up
debate
LFB? For sure. Before we get into the last thing, which is your videos. Drake hopped on Four Bats. Fucking song. Didn't even listen to it, bro.
I don't even want to talk about it, bro.
Like, I don't even give a
fuck. I have a feeling it was going to come on, and it did what it was supposed to do. I saw everyone posting it who probably didn't listen to the original one, but
he's Drake, hyped.
Yeah, he's up. People are already calling him a plant.
Yep.
Because he only has like three songs out, and he already has the Drake feature. But I didn't listen to it. I'm still going to listen to the original one because the original one is already 10 out of 10.
Yep.
I didn't need the Drake feature.
Nope.
Nor do.
But we kind of said, I kind of said this, like, at that point, you're killing the artist, bro.
I think the possibility of killing the artist is there.
It did its job. It's probably going to do numbers. Everyone's listening to it.
In terms of media coverage, yes. In my opinion, you're killing him, bro.
That's what the remix is supposed to do, though. It's supposed to, like, I mean, well, suppose the remix is supposed to, originally, is like when the song's been out for a little bit. Yeah. We're gonna pull out the remix to like rebuild the hype up. But this song, this song has been out for a little, but the song was already a hit.
And you're supposed to add to the song. And I don't think getting Drake adds to the song. I think it adds to him, which is what I don't like. It adds to his person, like who he is in music. But I don't think it does anything for the actual song.
I mean, I get the love that Drake is trying to show him, and I'm not hating on that aspect of it.
Yeah. He's not doing that.
But I feel like...
He's not doing it for the love. He is doing it because I need to continue relevancy. I fuck with this song. This guy might be up. He could be the next guy. Who knows? I'm going to get on. I don't think it's because like...
Does he need that though? In a way, I think, but
I
not...
I don't think he needs that.
Not,
I think
not to that extent.
He wants... Like, if anything, Drake has shown... that he just wants to keep going. Motherfucker says, I'm gonna disappear. He don't disappear. Go. Disappear, bro. Like, for once, if you say you're gonna stop, just stop. Fuck. It's enough.
He's not gonna stop, bro.
And that's my point, is that he doesn't need it, to Hector said, but he has shown that he just wants to keep fucking going. He wants to be the guy, the limelight. He wants to continue being... at the top spot as much as he can.
He reminds me of, to compare him to sports, he reminds me of Ronaldo.
Yeah, for sure.
Ronaldo is trying to do the same thing.
For sure.
I forgot who called him out, but he had, Ronaldo was like, League One. I think it was, he made that comment last year.
It was a Farmers League.
Saudi Pro League is better than League One. And somebody called him out.
Come on.
What was the reason why you called out League One and not any other league? Because Messi.
Yeah. And because you could only say that possibly about that league. You're not going to say that about...
You could say about the Portuguese league, maybe the Netherlands.
But no one talks about that. But I'm talking about the top three. German, English, Spanish. You can't say it about those. Mm-hmm. So what comes under that? Italy and French. No one's going to believe it about Italy. No, and I don't think anyone would believe it about French to me, but that is, in his head, I'm sure possible. Like, oh, all right. Everyone's been saying it's a whack league. Like, let me just throw it in there.
Yeah.
Even though I guess the Italy league also has been, you know.
Relatively, you know.
Yeah,
I think Juve, Inter are the only ones really competing.
Yeah.
AC Milan.
Napoli? They've had, okay.
Yeah, they made it to semis.
Yeah. But that's my point, though, is that
But anyways, yeah, let's get back
to it. On the tier, right? Whatever. Yeah. But for sure,
I think my whole thing is he's killing him. Like, he's killing the artist. Like, I think he's...
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't think he's killed him yet. I think it's... how would I put this in murder terms? I guess I won't.
But, I think
he hasn't killed him yet.
I think he... I wouldn't say he's 6 feet under, but he's...
It's like
he's buried him a bit.
Designer Kanye shit. The panda was already hit. Mm-hmm. We didn't need Kanye to hop on it. Pretty much just take.
But that wasn't even his song, though.
Well, that's
panda wasn't even his song.
Nope, I know, but I'm saying Designer had Panda, oh, okay, which is already a mega hit. Then Kanye wanted to hop on the remix and put it on his album.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, I hope this doesn't happen before Bats, but Designer's kind of
he's dead.
Yeah,
he's in jail.
He's irrelevant. I don't know.
But after that,
he was masturbating on a plane. like 2 or 3 months ago.
Maybe he's fucking Bohemian Grove after that fool too. So shit.
Yeah, he said he was he had smoked too much weed or something like that.
My boy's got the
that was fucking, a thing. I think we talked about it.
No shot.
I remember something like that. I remember he was wild enough.
I forgot.
Yeah, he was
beat. But my point is, like, the single was already a smash. Then this mega artist came and was like, "Yo, let me get it."
I just wish.
Didn't happen to Chief Keef, though.
It hasn't happened to some artists.
Yeah.
You know, Chief Keef is one of them.
I feel like Chief Keef.
But more than not, I mean, there's a lot of Block Boy JBs out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is McConan.
McConan had a little run. Shout out
Danny Migos. Migos is another one that also kept going. But
Young Blue? I think he's still. I mean, I don't listen to music like that no more, so I can't say he's a. I'm glad it didn't happen to Bryson Tiller. He got the Drake feature like later, like
that his was third on his second album.
He got it on his third album.
Anniversary
is his third album. He only has three.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the second.
Nah, the second one was a lot of people didn't like. I liked it, but it was the, I forgot what it's called. But.
Okay, so he has three albums.
Yeah, he has three albums.
It was on the third, because I know he has, with that blue cover.
Yeah, that's his most recent third. That came out in 2021.
Got it, okay.
But When Dope came out, everyone was like, yo, Drake shop on this. And then obviously there was rumors that he was going to sign with OVO, didn't sign for OVO.
Yeah. And confirmed he did it.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that was like the best decision he ever made.
Same thing with The Weeknd. Didn't do it. Didn't sign. Went on his own way. And I think if he would have stayed under Drake, yeah, he might have became a real big star, but I don't think he would have became the star he is.
I think, yeah, he took off.
But there's also like a... I think Drake's kind of, he's, even though they've been a little rocky,
him and The Weeknd.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think because The Weeknd has surpassed him or is at his level, and he's kind of like,
oof, at least at his level.
Yeah. Well, he broke a record the other day. The Weeknd, this shit was crazy. I literally took it on my save post today because I was like, we're not gonna talk about this, but it was a crazy record,
dude. The Weeknd is to me like a Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I feel like he's at that point already.
He's like a Bad Bunny. He is global. And Drake is too. Not to take anything from Drake, but...
Oh, sorry.
But they are both.
It was like the amount of streams a year, no?
Yeah, he's the most listened to person in the world.
Nah, don't even doubt it. There's not a... Even now, last year, probably the least I've ever listened to English music. The Weeknd's still on my top replays.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was it. Drake hopped onto the Four Bats song, and I just hate that he did that. And I just hate that Four Bats allowed him to do that. I wish he would have done something more creative.
I mean, when you're him, though, you kind of have to. Like, you're not going to tell Drake, no.
I get that. I just really wish he would have ignored that DM and just said, you know what? I want Brent on this, or I want SZA on this. I think, to me, that could have actually added to the song. I think that would have been more
interesting. Or just make a new song.
I just think it would have been more interesting if you're going to go that route of the remix, right? Which I understand. Your biggest song, you want to add to it. I just think it would have been much more interesting to do SZA or Brent or someone else. I don't know. But those are just the two names I'm throwing out there. But to get Drake is just the such obvious, like, I don't even care. Yeah.
Yeah, like you were saying in the beginning, it did what it was supposed to do, and I feel like people were really just posting it because of the Drake feature.
Yeah. Oh, everyone was posting that shit.
I haven't listened to
it. That's how I found out.
I haven't listened
to it. Nah, you sent us the...
No, but it's because first I saw someone's story. And I just so happened to like reload, and then I see the actual post. I'm like, motherfucker. You were right. Son of a bitch. But I guess it's not the biggest surprise. Whatever. Look at that. We're predicting shit now, guys. That's right. Easy prediction to make, but we got one. We got one in there. We just got to get another one to go.
Yeah, but he's not. I don't think Kanye's going to work with him now that he worked with Drake.
Nah, he will. I think
maybe not. I'm saying in the immediate future.
Okay.
I really doubt it. I think we were good now.
If you guys want to be, I'm cool. All right, guys. That's the episode. If anyone has last thoughts, please say them now. If not, this is episode 148 of the Laughing Miller Pod. The boys are out. We love you. Thanks for listening.